Okay. All right, Sunday morning, 3:5:23. We're going to look this morning at infiltration part two. It's been a few weeks. I had part one. We're going to have quite a few scriptures. We're going to start off by looking at the warfare prayer. What is our purpose in our prayer? Matthew 6:10 says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven." Isn't that the purpose of our praying and our proclaiming? All right, I want to look at three levels of prayer. The first one is the ground level. So you can turn with me at these scriptures if you want to or not. It's up to you. The first one is Matthew 10. Verse 1. Ever wonder why Jesus, he chose disciples and taught them through his ministry, and then he ordained them to be apostles? This was always supposed to be the church way. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. All right, this is ground level. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus and have a basic understanding of our authority. We're going to look at a couple more. This is Luke 10, 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." And he said unto them, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this rejoice, not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." All right. So he gave them authority. All right, back now, let's go to Mark 16. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved, but he believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." As a believer, you've been given authority over the devil. Yeah, this is just basic. We will talk about the apostolic anointing later over demonic powers. This is called ground level, basic authority that everyone that believes has. This will usually include your personal life, your family, your close inner circle. All right? The next level is the occult level. This would be dealing with New Age channelers, occult practitioners, a lot of the truthers, tarot card readers, remote viewers, psychics. New Age channelers, occult practitioners, witches, warlocks, satanic priests, fortune tellers, etc. This is much different from ground level, which most Christians deal with. Most Christians never get out of ground level. I have to say this, I think I would be safe to say, especially the people that are Christians that I have known over the years, that they never get out of ground level. Most never look beyond their nose. They're all caught up in me and mine, and they basically don't concern themselves with anything any higher. And that's the truth. When these entities are encouraged or encountered, they may cause physical pain, nausea, headaches, marital strife, etc. I've had a little bit of encounters with some of these things. The first time was the bread man at HEB. I mean, that scared me so bad, I didn't go back for about 6 weeks. I just thought, Woo! And then when I did go, when he saw me coming, he went the other way. Because I'd had time for the Lord to speak to me about it and handle that. Yeah, I had to acclimate for sure. I thought, oh my God, I can't even go get bread anymore. All right, let's go to Acts 16. Now I run the bread man off instead of him running me off. But at first he run me off. I've been around some people with demons before, and it wasn't the reaction in that those cases were they stayed the heck away from me, like I had the plague or something. It's creepy, very creepy feeling. All right, Acts 16:16. We all know this. Read it a lot. All right. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which showed us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul being grieved. Now, it doesn't say how he was grieved. He knew something was wrong, and maybe they were sick at their stomach and had headaches or something. I don't know. I know in the book, Laura Sanger, she said when she stepped off that plane there in Italy, she said she immediately was hit with nausea and a headache. And she said everywhere you look, it was idolatry. It's just an atmosphere.
This interpretation here says greatly annoyed. Grieved means greatly annoyed.
Yeah, well, he was greatly annoyed. In which ways? You know, you can be greatly annoyed about a lot of things. A lot of times there's a whole list of things that you're annoyed at. Yeah. He was being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her, and she came out that same hour. So he took care of the situation. But then here come the magistrates. You talk about more annoyance right here. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace under the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men being Jews do exceedingly trouble our city. So the devil was troubling him, so he troubled the devil, and then he sicked the rest of the city on them, the leaders. And teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. Yeah. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Now we know they got rescued, but they had some trouble. Paul was annoyed. I would say that this is the state of all of us right now and anyone else that's actively speaking and making proclamations concerning things. They're getting flack. All right? I believe many are called to this, but few are chosen. Ground level will not handle, the ground level could not handle this group of entities. Well, you can always tell someone's spiritual maturity by how they, when they proceed into something like this and all of a sudden they're like a John Mark. I'm going home to mama. Here comes that acclamation. You know, later Paul said, well, bring John Mark with you. I've got, you know, he's profitable to this ministry. But it was at probably years of him growing up. All right, Paul as an apostle had the authority, but he also had a team that worked with him. I don't think it was just Paul. I think probably the whole team was going, dear Lord, what is going on here? We got to get rid of this chick. She's making them. she's saying all the right things, but just like my witch voice, you know, I feel like probably what she was saying was grating. Like the Wicked Witch of the West. Just She was saying the right things. But the devil can't hide. You know, he's hiding. So he could stay around and harass him. That's why. Okay. Acts 19. And God wrought, verse 11, special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jewish exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so they fled out of the house naked and wounded. What was the problem? They were not ready for that. They had not acclimated to that place. And Paul also was an apostle. So, do I believe other people can do these things besides apostles? Probably, depending on their authority and what God tells them to do. But evidently, this team just saw what he did and thought, we're going to do that. And they come into a whole heap of trouble because of it. The highest level, and this is our goal, ground level. What did I tell you the second level was? Occult level. The third level is strategic level. And this is where I believe the Lord has had us, in the strategic level. Really, since about 2015, with the beginning of the proclamations over the nation. All right. At this level, there is a concentration on territorial spirits. Now, this was a territorial spirit that Paul dealt with, because that was how one of their big money makers. And that's why they reacted so harshly to it, because their money maker was no longer their money maker. It reminds me of the James Bond movie with Jane Seymour. Yeah. Oh, 007 compromised her. She couldn't fortune tell anymore. Yeah. Was that a movie to tell us what's going on? I don't know. You know, so much of it is. All right. There is a specific purpose and goal in mind to take out occupying entities over territories. All right, this is Ephesians 6:12. It says here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, we talked about in the prophet's corner about acclimation. See, we're ascending. We're taking the seven mountains of influence that Satan has completely captured and ruled over for a long time. These are the places that we are taking down in the spirit, all right? These entities occupy the high places. See, the devil wants to go, I'm going to ascend to the throne. No, he's not going to get any further than Mount Hermon. We already looked at that with the fallen angels. They ascended on Mount Hermon, which was God's mountain. That's the highest place that he's ever going to ascend. He ain't getting to heaven. All right. These are the high places that Satan's entities have infiltrated and claimed for their own. Okay, with that, let's go to the book of Revelation. Chapter 17. See, I don't see how every Christian cannot see this so plainly. I just don't. They're not in the book. Verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. That means rules over many people. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. A lot of influence here. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Yeah, they stole it all from us. All our money, all our gold. If you watch the 9/11 deal, you know, it talked about I think it was like an hour or so after the Twin Towers were hit, they were supposed to announce Nisera. Mm-hmm. So they stole all the gold, so they couldn't do it. It's all about the money. Follow the money, honey, and you know exactly what's going on. Gold and precious stones. They say under the Vatican, that 15-mile long piled, I don't know how high. It's not just gold. It's paintings. It's art. It's stuff, collectibles. Think about National Treasure and what they found underneath. There you go, right there. They stole all the library books out of Alexandria. You know, when they burned Rome. Having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. If Tartaria is real and that really happened, you know, there's been a lot of civilizations that they actually wiped out, if that's true. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore dost thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here's the mind that hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. There's the seven mountains. Yeah, right there. Don't have to go any further than that. There's the seven mountains. Okay? 19. Well, we read this earlier. I'm not going to read it again, but it's about Jesus coming and picking up the crowns as we take back the mountains of authority. That king, that ruling spirit over that mountain. We get his crown, and Jesus puts it on his head. All right, Jesus is picking up the crowns that we have seized and put them on his head. These are territories and dominions that his body are overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and their experience in this warfare. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, or the evil one. He has handed that commission down to us. He set it all up and he said, you go occupy now. You take the authority I've given you by my name, through my blood. Now you go occupy. You go do what I did. Okay. From my understanding, it was traditional after a king was conquered, or a king would come in and conquer, that they would take the crown, put it on their head, and parade it around to show everyone, we've conquered this king. And they knew the king by their crown. All right. Not only is this about territories, but about people. See, they ruled over these people. The whore rules over many waters. The goal is to bring people into the kingdom. We saw in Acts how the strategic level authority that Paul exercised caused many to come into the kingdom and stopped. They stopped doing their voodoo. You know, the jailer and his whole house got saved. Well, they were Romans. They were heathen. You talk about ungodly and idolatry, all that, and cruel. All right, the main goal is John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his life. Okay. And our commissions, he told us in Matthew 28, Mark 6, that we were taken to all the world, to every creature, to all the nations. And that's the purpose of taking out territorial spirits. Because if you've got a place that's all bound up with territorial spirits, you're wasting your time. Yeah. All right. Jesus said to not rejoice because the demons were subject to us, but that we would rejoice because our names are written in heaven. Yeah, that's the purpose. Why do we experience this manifestation? Because they've been revealed from their hiding place. Why is the deep state acting out and doing all their stuff? They've been run out of their underground bunkers. They've been run out of their hiding place. Where they've been underground doing all their shenanigans, stealing the children, and doing all the horrible, horrible things they've done with us not even knowing. All right, we're going to read some scriptures here. Mark 1. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, not as the scribes. There was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." And immediately his fame spread throughout all the region round about Galilee. Yeah. Luke chapter 4. Quite common, they scream out. They've been uncovered. They're about to lose their house. Luke 4:38. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever that left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. The people sought him and came unto him and stayed with him. And he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, "I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent." And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. All right, Luke 8:26. This is probably the most famous story. And they arrived, 26, they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wearing no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." For he commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered to the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country, the gatherings round about, besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear, and he went up into the ship and returned back again. Don't come around the Baptists. I used to be a Baptist, so I can say that. We don't believe in that devil stuff, you know. You speak with forked tongues, you speak in tongues, you know what I'm saying? Losing people of devils makes the way of the presentation of the gospel. See, it's loosing the bondages of demons and devils, whether it be ground level. What was the second one? Well, I don't remember the second one. Occult level, ground level, occult level, and strategic level. What is it doing? It's loosening up the territory. So when you go in and you can speak to somebody and they hear it and they receive it, they're not bound by a devil in a territory even. To me, the territorial is the highest you can do because these are those entities up there in these high places. Okay. All right. Losing people of devils makes the way for the presentation of the gospel. In other words, you're kind of like your, what's the scripture about? Break up your fallow ground so you can sow. Yeah. The obstacles must be removed. The ground becomes hard. Strongholds must be taken out. You're wasting your time trying to take the gospel without sending the strong man packing. Yeah. Where Satan is, push him out. The gospel has to fill whatever demons pushed out, just like this man. He was freed from all these devils, but, you know, he's going to have to be filled. Or they come back. All right. This is the main purpose of warfare prayer. It is to clear the way for evangelism. Spiritual warfare is the real key to successful evangelism. This is not a physical battle, but a spiritual one. That's why, you know, I say this, and I don't care if they think it or not. The most important part of this Battle of Armageddon that we're in, or World War III, whatever you want to call it, is the spiritual army. I mean, they can do all their fighting and go in and take it, but if you don't rout them demons out, they're going to come back. Or they're not going to be successful. All right. Spiritual warfare is the real key to successful evangelism. This is not a physical battle, but a spiritual one. Satan has his high places networked all over the world. The church is commissioned to take them all out. When I was explaining to a lady last week, or a couple weeks ago, about this, she said, you know, every church needs to be doing this. And I said, yeah. Thinking, well, you got something, I said. Every church needs to be doing this. Every church has an assignment. When we get the apostles back in the churches, overseeing the churches, they'll have the plan to do just this. All right? Matthew 16:19. These are keys, but they are to be led by the Spirit. We don't just say them, just say them. Just like when you need to get into your house, you have a specific key and you have to use that key or you're not getting in the house. Think of it that way. They may be at your disposal, but the Lord is the one. We're casting out demons by the, what? Finger of God, right? All right. Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Is it God's heaven? No. We'll look at that in a minute. Then Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is what the strong says the word heaven is. It's through the idea of elevation. What are we talking about here? Ascension. We're talking about infiltration. The sky, a.k.a. the firmament. Genesis 1:8, he called the firmament heaven. This isn't God's heaven. We're not binding things in heaven, loosing things in heaven. Who are we dealing with? Devils. In this domain, this realm that God has given us, the firmament, the dome, over. We're trapped inside with these heinous things. Right here, through the ideal of elevation, the sky, the firmament. These are Satan's high places in our realm, within the dome. He's already given us authority. And we'll bind and loose as he leads us to do so. All right? He isn't getting any higher than that. He will never enter heaven. That's his long-term goal. That's what he's incited all these crazy nut people to do. But they don't realize he aims to take them out too. He's not going to share his glory with nobody for sure. All right. He's kicked out and he will stay out. He's not going to God's heaven. But it's up to us if he continues to do what he's doing in our heaven. All right. It is up to us to handle him like God handled him. Kick him out of the earth realm. Well, he's going back into that interdimensional realm, like I told you, you know, in Revelation where it talks about the pit opening. That's how they travel around. Jesus said that these were the keys of the kingdom. That's how we kick Satan out. That's how we get him off the top of the mountains, the high places. All right. Matthew 12. None of this is just our own stuff we make up. This is all to be led by the Spirit. The Lord will show us what to do. You say, okay, Lord, how are we going to take out this demon? Then was brought unto him one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But I cast out devils by the Spirit of God. Then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? All right, this is all part of strategic level warfare. We should never pray to just pray. We are praying to change things. Lord, what is your strategic plan for this situation? We are God's warriors, his military. He, as the general, has a plan, and we must get that plan to be successful. I started off this with that word from the Lord about Joshua. That's what happened with Joshua. He got the battle plan. You know, the captain of the host showed up, told him what to do. He will give it to us if we'll stop being so broad and get more strategic minded. In other words, a lot of times we say stuff and it's so general and so broad, it really kind of touches very little. I think we've got to get down to the nitty gritty and be more strategic. He will give us a mission with the instructions on how to be successful in that mission. The commission's goal is the Great Commission, ultimately. There has been more success at this in the Pentecostal charismatic movements because of the assistance of the Holy Spirit. See, denominations that don't embrace that, they don't have any fuel, any power. I mean, yeah, they're born again and Jesus lives in them, but they don't have any communication, if you know what I mean. He is the commander-in-chief. You will also find that most of the mega churches and also Pentecostal are also Pentecostal and charismatic for that same reason. The Holy Spirit, and filling with the Holy Spirit, made all the difference. It gave them the power to actually go on and do what God told them to do. All right, I'm going to read to you Ephesians 6. We're going to be through. All right, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might, not in your own strength, in his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's those territorial spirits. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. There's a big key here, standing. Not like the seven sons of Sceva, but someone that stands and does not back down. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. In other words, you're going to be using the word. For sure, having on the breastplate of righteousness, you're going to know who you are. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, you're going to be in peace. You're not going to be in strife with anybody. You don't have any openings for the enemy. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. All right.